terms for the, you know, the big thing.
Rock. That's a rock, the glittering glass, something like that.
What kind of rings might a person have?
Wedding ring, dinner ring, birthstone ring, etc.
Okay. How about, in clothing now, what would you call knee-length shorts, either male or female?
Pelpushes.
Knee-length?
Knee-length?
Yeah.
Oh, no, pelpushes.
Yeah.
Computer shorts.
Okay. How about higher than knee?
Short shorts.
Okay.
If you want to go even higher, I call it naked. Which I enjoy. Yeah.
How about that? What would you call clothes previously owned by someone else?
Used.
All right. And that were given to someone in the family?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. How about someone that buys, you know, very fashionable, always on top of it.
Slick.
Right, clothes, you know.
Yeah, slick and fashion and all that other kind of stuff. Cool. Tailored, anything. Really like that.
Or how would someone, or what would someone store winter clothes in the closet during summer?
In the closet?
Yeah, if someone had some winter clothes and didn't want, you know. And
well, we usually stored them in a chest, really. A cedar chest that always smelled full of mothballs. Trying to keep the moths away, that never, and it never worked. Once you pull them out, they always had mothballs in them. These are the you know, like, the things that we would normally deal with, and we very seldom hang them in the closet unless we, well, yeah, there were times that we hung them in the closet.
Did you ever put them inside anything?
A bag, clothing bag, or winter bag or something.
Okay, I gotta check something here. They look identical, you know, part buildings look identical. One. Okay. Any name you have for that?
Shotgun shacks always look that way. Then the, well, duplexes look that way to me, you know, so.
Okay, side by side. Yeah. You ever heard the term row house?
Yeah, I've heard the term row house.
You know what it refers to?
I think it refers to the same sort of situation as shotgun houses to us. Usually the row house was owned by one person, you know, and he just bought had a strip of land that he built the same size house. Same size, same style, nothing different. Same color. If you painted the outside, he painted the only thing. The only thing, if you painted the inside, he painted it the same color. The only difference being with the decor of each family or something like that. The decor that each family would use. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about now, we were talking about tenements, and what was the distinction that you had between a tenement and other types of apartments?
Tenements primarily would be something like block houses, really, what you may call the split level. There may have been two levels, but there were a number of them around, maybe an entire block. We tenement and project, we use project interchangeably, the projects and the tenement almost interchangeably, where maybe one group of people may live in a particular style of house, of housing. Also, there's an idea of a tenement being one massive house where no one person has, the only person that may have kitchen facilities, private kitchen facilities, may be the manager.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the house utilizes, you know, same sort of cooking, the, you know, like it's a family cooking.
One bathroom, same.
One bathroom and so forth.